In Afghanistan, Taliban militants have launched their biggest coordinated attacks this year. Militants targeted foreign embassies and NATO's headquarters in Kabul. Separately, at least one U.S.-led soldier was killed in an attack on an American military airport in Jalalabad. There were also attacks in the eastern provinces of Logar and Paktia. Israeli police have arrested dozens of activists who have arrived at Ben-Gurion Airport to join the Welcome to Palestine campaign. Many more activists were deported from the airport. Scuffles have also erupted at European airports between police and pro-Palestinian activists trying to board their flights to Israel. Bahrain's main opposition group Al-Wefaq has announced a week of daily sit-ins and demonstrations dubbed Resistance and Change. Now, the protests began in the town of Bilad al-Qadim, east of the capital Manama. Similar protests will take place in several other towns and villages near the capital. Egypt has filed a lawsuit against the UK Treasury. The dispute is over Britain's refusal to supply Cairo with information on ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak's assets in London. London has refused to reveal information about Mubarak's properties, estimated at nearly £90 million. Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails have planned a mass hunger strike to protest the prison's poor conditions. About 1,600 prisoners are expected to refuse food as of Tuesday, which coincides with Prisoners' Day. Rights groups have repeatedly accused Israel of violating the rights of Palestinian prisoners. Supporters of French President Nicolas Sarkozy have expressed support of their candidate, this despite the fact that he is lagging in the opinion polls for next week's first round of presidential election. Sarkozy's rival socialist candidate François Hollande is leading in the polls for both rounds of voting. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has returned to Cuba for more cancer treatment. Chavez says he plans to stay in Cuba longer than his recent trips to complete his radiation treatment of 5 sessions. Chavez was absent in this weekend's summit of the Americas in Colombia. Now in China, a building collapse triggered by an explosion in a nearby garage has killed at least 5 people and seriously injured 4 others. It happened when an explosion ripped through the garage in East China's Fujian province. Rescuers are still searching in the debris for survivors.